Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN Local News. Here's what we're working on. The City of Trenton and Dade County have launched an animal ordinance awareness campaign to help residents better understand local animal laws. Officials stress that no new laws have been created. Existing Georgia animal welfare laws were adopted into local ordinances to make enforcement clearer and information easier for the public to access. Leaders say the focus is education, not punishment, and the campaign is designed to explain what the law already requires and how pet owners can stay in compliance. Over the coming days, information will be shared on topics including rabies vaccinations, animal containment, dogs in heat, abandonment and breeding, housing standards, proper food, water, and veterinary care. The updated ordinances can be found online at our website, discoverdade.com, through this story. A Walker County jury has convicted 74-year-old Michael Forker on charges of child molestation, sexual exploitation of children, and invasion of privacy. Brian House, the chief judge of the Lookout Mountain Superior Court, sentenced Forker to 65 years in prison, with 58 years to be served in the Georgia Department of Corrections. Investigators say the case began after a juvenile relative discovered a hidden camera in a bathroom vent and reported it to school staff, leading to a police investigation. Authorities later recovered hundreds of illegal recordings and evidence of hidden cameras inside Forker's home. The investigation was conducted by the Lafayette Police Department and the Walker County Sheriff's Office. Acting District Attorney Deanna Reisman says the sentence ensures Forker will never be able to harm another child. A Tennessee man has been charged with murder following a deadly crash tied to Jackson County's grand jury proceedings. Jail records show 28-year-old Tristan McCarver of South Pittsburgh was booked last week after being indicted in December. According to the indictment, McCarver is accused of engaging in conduct showing extreme indifference to human life, causing a crash that killed Kristen Moore, also of South Pittsburgh. Prosecutors allege McCarver was operating a vehicle under the influence and/or at an excessively high rate of speed at the time of the crash. On a lighter note, of course, yesterday was Groundhog's Day. Winter haters, well, you can rejoice one way or the other. Sand Mountain Sam, Alabama's famous possum, did not see his shadow Monday in Albertville. That signaled an early spring could be on the way. A dog named Cosmo also predicted an early spring during an event hosted by the Huntsville Animal Services. He chose the bowl labeled Early Spring over More Winter. Seems like the groundhogs got together, however, and said, no way. Punxsutawney Phil up in Pennsylvania did see his shadow, predicting six more weeks of winter. And down in Jackson, Georgia yesterday, that's near Atlanta, General Beauregard Lee also saw his shadow, signaling six more weeks of winter for the state of Georgia. So, it's dogs and possums one, and the rodents zero. All right. That's your KWIN Local News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1 FM, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.